Welcome back to the huddle right here on 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. We were going to talk to Owen Ozanić here in this time period. We're going to talk to him next week, though, as the equipment rich in France isn't working. So we've come up with another idea on what I'm dubbing Anything Can Happen Thursday. So in honor of Anything It Can Happen Thursday, let's go out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line and talk with Jeremy Norman, who we've all become close to. He's one of our coaches at Orange Theory Fitness. He's an athletic trainer for local high school CVU and a former professional athletic trainer for the Connecticut Sun of the WNBA. Jeremy, how does it feel to be labeled non-essential and being at home all the time?
No, it's perfect. You know, I moved up to Vermont to be off the radar and basically non-essential. So here I am.
Coach Jeremy, we want to know, everybody wants to know right off the bat, they want to know who's the hardest worker out of the three of us. I mean, I know the answer, but please, can we get confirmation, please?
Yeah, you know, so it's hands down the easiest is Rich.
Yes. Well, no, stop. That is the last answer I would expect.
It's all well, the last one
well,
I expected.
You know, I kind of anticipated, like, you know, okay, you guys are going to come in and be like, well, tell us something a little funny about each other or what, you know, what the coach sees in each other. And the thing that I was going to say about Rich, and Rich, I don't see him that often, so it probably makes it a little bit easier for me to see, but, like, and no offense, Rich, this is really kind of a compliment, but every time you come in, it looks like you're a turtle that lost its shell. I mean, he is really, like, slimming down. It's pretty amazing, so I'd have to give it to Rich.
Wow, checks in the mail, bud. Yeah. Thank you.
And the
audience also wants to know how Arnie looks when he works out and how much does he sweat. I mean, it's I come out every day from the 9 o'clock at 10:15. He's lined up, so I don't get to see the sweaty side of him.
Well, it's kind of funny because, like, physical distancing has been happening in OTF in that 10:15 class because, you know, Arnie will sit on, like, station number 12, which is the farthest one away from everybody else.
Yes.
And no one is on the next three stations next to him because I think it's everything that's flying off of him. So I think they've been kind of staying away for like, months, and now everybody's kind of getting up to speed with that, the whole physical distancing. So,
Jeremy, I got some gym etiquette questions for you.
Bring him on.
I know what one of them's going
to
be.
Should Rich be allowed to wear a baseball hat to the gym and then wear that same hat around for the rest of the day?
It doesn't happen.
That would be, you know, that would fall into the category of, like, you work out in the same clothes that you go to sleep in.
So fashion faux pas, Rich. Here, other fashion faux pas. This one we have a debate about, though. If you come out of the gym sweaty and then put on a sweatshirt or sweatpants, should you be able to wear those pants or sweatshirt for the rest of the day? Arnie says no, everything must be washed. Rich and I say all aboard.
Wait a minute, did you take a shower after your workout?
Nope, you got it. You stepped off, you stepped out, you put on sweatpants, and then you proceeded to wear them for whatever you were doing next.
I don't know. I think it depends on what kind of, like, social environment you're going into. I think if you're heading back home, I think that's totally acceptable. And I think if you're going to work in an environment where you have two other guys, you know, that are on the radio with you, I think that's also acceptable. Anything else is not.
All right, Coach Jeremy, let's get to some serious stuff. People are, of course, we're going through the quarantine. How important is it to maintain, I mean, physically, mentally, exercise and doing fitness and all this? How can we do this and how do we stay mentally sharp?
Yeah, Arnie, you know, great questions, and I think that's one thing that, you know, they've been pretty explicit about saying is that you are still allowed to go outside. Like, you, to our knowledge, you cannot go outside and contract this virus via airborne, particulate alone. It actually has to be coming from someone else or left on a surface. So the fact that you go out walking or running or whatever is totally fine, and that's what we want to encourage people to do. I think, you know, every fitness professional, though, there's a lot of workouts that are being done or shown by a video inside just because it's easier to do that and harder to kind of, like, oh, we're going to go outside and film ourselves doing it. But that's the reality is, you know, get outside and do something. I mean, we went for a walk this weekend and this park was packed. So it's great to see that people are actually getting out and doing stuff and just making sure that you're, you know, not too close to other people, you know, 6 feet apart, you know, or until they tell us some farther distance. It's totally fine, and I think the mental side of things is that you have to maintain that sanity of, one, you have a whole lot of extra time on your hands, or maybe you don't, maybe you're working from home or whatever, but you still have to maintain that normalcy And I'm sure, like you guys, you know, I'm getting to that point of like, oh my gosh, I don't even want to look at a weight scale right now because I'm sure it's going to be reading at a level that I don't want to, you know, look at. And the reality is you have to be able to kind of mitigate that and those thoughts that are kind of creeping up to, you know, I'm being overrun and this is so daunting. Just get outside and do something. We don't care if you're losing weight, but just do something because this will pick up. We'll be back to where we were before, and you guys will be back in the studio, and everybody will be back at their gyms, you know, where they were, however much time it is from now.
Now, Jeremy, I just know you as that guy yelling at me in the gym, but you've actually had quite a crazy path to the area. You're a former professional trainer in the WNBA. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah. So kind of clarifying terms, athletic trainer different than kind of personal trainer. So the world that I live in with Orange Theory is a little bit different than the athletic training realm, where essentially athletic training realm is dealing with injuries and, you know, prevention of injuries and rehab and all that. So, it was an interesting, you know, kind of change in scenery, so to speak, for me. But, you know, it was becoming, you know, I had young kids when I was looking forward to this move and, you know, kind of spend a little bit more time with them. And it was kind of hard to do when I was traveling a bit. So, you know, that whole world has kind of changed and kind of shifted the focus a little bit more. Well, I kind of split my time between, you know, essentially personal training and athletic training now still. So, but yeah, it was, you know, a great run of 12 years working with the WNBA. I had 3 years working with the NLL, which is the National Lacrosse League. And was actually supposed to go down in end of April, beginning of May. They had their first playoff game that I was going to cover. Back with the NLL team, the Black Wolves, but that's on hold for now, like pretty much everything else. So.
Jeremy Norman here, one of our coaches at Orange Theory Fitness, former professional trainer with the Connecticut Sun of the WNBA. He's here with us on the huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. Who are the best players you got an opportunity to be around? I mean, Diana Taurasi, Elena Delladon, who did you see in person?
Yeah, you know, there's been so many of them, you know. Even through the years of, you know, you see these, you know, these 3-point shooters that come out that you're like, oh my, you know, I remember a couple random people, Jamie Carey, kind of, you know, a person that most people would never have heard, came out of the University of Texas by Stanford for her history. And, you know, I remember rehabbing her and just bringing her out in the gym and, you know, just having her shoot some threes as kind of warm up. She would make 9, 10, 10 out of 10. Wow. And you're like, wow. But, you know, what the heck? So people
like
kind of think of it as like, you know, it's only the guys that can shoot. And that's not the reality at all. I mean, you have some pretty talented people that people just don't know their names. You know, I remember Brady, you and I were talking about, and I think you had asked me this question before, like, who was the most impressive person that you've seen play? And it was this girl, Deanna Nolan, who I'm sure a lot of people wouldn't know. She played on Detroit back, you know, in the early 2000s. And this girl, you know, at 5, maybe 9, could just about dunk. And you're like, there's no way that can happen. But, you know, I mean, I've seen it. So you've got a lot of really talented players. I mean, people know I worked with Tina Charles for 2 years. You know, they know the Diana Taurasis, the Sue Birds, Elena Delladon. I mean, yeah, they're all really impressive. But there's a whole bunch of them, you know, and they're constant there. I mean, the thing that people forget is that's still the top 1% of that sport. So
how bad would Arnie get beat by WNBA players?
Oh, come on.
You know, I haven't seen a play. All I hear is he talks a lot.
Yes, he talks more than he plays.
I mean, like, you played against him, haven't you?
Yeah, he talks more than he plays, Jeremy. Wow. Trust him.
Perfect. That's all he does.
I don't know. I hear he's a sniper from the 3-point line.
Yes, you heard correct. You heard correct. Coach Jeremy, you ever skip out of the game and head to the casino, get a little gambling in during the game?
Well, they had a rule, and I think it came out after the Ocean's 11 movies, that you're not allowed to gamble at your own casino now.
Wow.
You know, that being said, we did have Foxwoods that was 15 minutes away that you could go there and gamble, but you know, being an athletic trainer, we don't make a ton of money, so I never wanted to lose my money by gambling, so I kept it all in my pocket.
Well, Jeremy, we'll get you out of here on this. I've actually been doing the Orange Theory Fitness at-home digital workouts, and they've been great. I appreciate you guys doing
you
that.
Like them?
I love them, but all I have at home are 10-pound weights, so what household item can I turn into a 25-pound weight here, because I'm going a little crazy with that?
Oh, gosh, yeah, and you have no dumbbells. Yeah, gosh, 25-pound weights. That's, I don't know. I mean, I saw Coach Nikki post something the other day, and she had a big bottle of Tide. Okay. Now, depending on how many gallons you can get in that, typically a gallon is about 8 pounds, so you can maybe max out at 16.
Okay. Cat
beyond, litter. Beyond that, I don't know. Maybe I've seen people working out with plants. I've seen people. So you don't have one at home, but like a little child. I've seen someone working. He was doing a single leg bridge, and the kid comes in and he changes the caption from single leg bridge to single leg bridge with resistance as his daughter jumped on his belly. I thought that was pretty comical.
Jeremy, hey, we appreciate it. We appreciate everything that you guys at Orange Theory do for us. We're looking forward to getting back in the studio. So you stay safe. Thanks for all you guys are doing, and we'll talk to you again and see you again in person soon.
Oh, hey, I got one question for you. I was told by Coach Leah, she wanted me to ask you about your prison workouts. How are those going?
Well, my prison workouts are going okay because I now have the Orange Theory digital workouts going. But if I had to come up with them on my own, it would be like 6 push-ups, go get beaten up with a shiv down in the back. Like, that's what it would be doing.
I think more importantly, the question would be, what did you do to get into prison?
Yeah, that's a long story.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of that interview.
Yeah, there you go.
Jeremy,
there's
thank you.
That abound on that.